listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball?
A fear you can't shake?
I'm going to leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's going to go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hour number two of our radio program. It is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, well, Rocket can. I put a tweet out there earlier this morning, at Zach Gelb, Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B on Twitter. And the tweet read this: if Tom Brady were to leave the Bucs this offseason, I think these are five realistic and compelling options. The 49ers, the Titans, the Raiders, the Seahawks, and the Patriots. I then ask, does anyone else jump out to you? And probably the number one response, Hickey, that I got, other than people saying, hopefully he just retires, go home, go home, go home, go home, Tom. The New Orleans Saints. There's been, I know, some speculation. There's been some reports. You've seen Brady do the interviews with Sean Payton. You also go to the Ian Rappaport report that if Sean Payton's going to be coaching next year, it'll either be for the Rams, the Chargers, or the Saints. So I get putting two and two together. Okay, well, you look at what happened, what Miami was trying to do, bring in Sean Payton and bring in Tom Brady. Well, Sean's under contract with the Saints. He wants to coach next year. Brady's a free agent. Maybe that connection is more than what people are making it out to be, and maybe Tom would go to the Saints. But it seems like, Hickey, that's been, as you start to look ahead to the offseason, those are probably, not probably, those are the two biggest storylines to monitor. Where is Sean Payton going? Where is he coming back? Where is he coaching? And then what is Tom Brady going to be doing this offseason? Is he going to Fox, taking the $375 million deal, start that right there? Is he re-signing in Tampa? Or is he going somewhere else? But this idea of Sean Payton and Tom Brady together in New Orleans, it's an intriguing one. I don't know if it will lead to a Super Bowl. Now, you would probably get a lot of people that would want to join. Maybe Gronk comes out of retirement. Whoever the free agents are on the market, I'm sure, would be flocking to New Orleans. But if I'm Tom, I think you could do a lot better than the Saints. Even though you would have the stability and you would have a good coach that gives you hard coaching that you wanted again, even though you didn't want it with Belichick and Sean Payton. So, Hickey, that's one that I think a lot of people are starting to envision, where you could have little gumbo. I have to get some like TB12 gumbo or something with Tom Brady and Sean Payton down in New Orleans.
And be exciting. Keep Dennis Allen there as well, kind of Brady's kryptonite on the defensive end of the field.
Away.
All right, is he not?
He lost him twice this year, did he not? Lost him in a playoff game.
He's not played well against him. That's
for
sure.
He hasn't played well
even
against
when
him.
He beats him. He's playing poorly.
Would Dennis Allen want to come back? You're supposed to be the head football coach there. I know it's because Sean left and you're a Sean guy and then Sean's coming back. For example, Hickey, let's entertain me here.
Okay.
I leave CBS Sports Radio.
You're out.
Yeah, I'm out. I go retire. And they say, Ryan, we want you to do the 6 to 10 p.m. show. 6 to 10 p.m. show is, you know, when Hickey's hosting it, no offense, it's just, like how the Saints have been at. And then the company comes to me and they say, Zach, we want you back. Now, by the way, personally, I think you'd do better than a job. That's just between us. But this is just for the exercise here, of course. So then the company comes to me and they go, Zach, we want you back. Okay. I want Hickey as my producer. And you would think logically Sean would say, I want Dennis Allen as my DC. And I call you up. I go, hey, hot take, Hickey. What's going on? It's your old pal, Zach Gelb again. You're going back to produce it. I'm hosting the show again. You cool with that after you hosted for a year?
If it was me, no.
I think you would look elsewhere.
I would want to be a host.
Uh-huh.
If you're Dennis Allen and now you've had two different head coaching opportunities, both have failed.
But hold on. Did he really get an opportunity with the Saints? It's 1 year.
And he got 1 year in Oakland. Did not go well in either stop.
Totally understood. But I can't really crush the guy and say, oh, he's had a legit chance this year. Or a legit chance in a second chapter with the Saints. Because it was 1 year. And let's be real. That roster doesn't have a quarterback. You got Michael Thomas, who is banged up. Chris Olave has been good. Alvin Kamara is still really good. The defense is solid. But the defense is his working anyway. Are you really given a fair shake at it when Jameis Winston, Andy Dalton, or Taysom Hill is your quarterback? No, you're not.
I guess I'll maybe frame it this way instead. If you're Dennis Allen and you want a third crack at being a head coach, is your best opportunity at getting a third try remaining in New Orleans, trying to have as much success with Sean Payton and Tom Brady playing in the playoffs, maybe going to a Super Bowl, maybe winning a Super Bowl,
okay,
or do you go somewhere else and be a DC? I don't know where he would go, what openings are out there, but
someone would hire him to be a DC.
I think so.
So to use the same example, let's say hosting wasn't an option for you. Even though you wanted to be a host. Let's say people heard the shows and they said, wow, we can't hire this guy, Hot Take Hickey. We don't need his hot takes polluting the entire airways. But you can get a producer job somewhere else. If you were the head honcho there, why would you then want to play the number two seat if you're going to play the number two seat in the place where you already were? Personally, I would want to go somewhere else because I think it would drive me crazy. Even though you like Sean, if the team that I was the head coach of for a year then basically demoted me as a DC and told me I wasn't good enough, and now I have to think about that every day. I just think from a mental state, it would be healthier for Dennis Allen if Sean comes back, if Dennis Allen, even though Sean probably want to keep him, would go be a DC somewhere else.
I mean, potentially, yeah. I mean, I can't say I fault Dennis Allen if he would be frustrated and get reminded of that every single day. If you want to, you know.
And you think that's logical, right? Like,
yeah,
for example, if you hosted the show for a year, and then I came back riding in on a horse to kind of just save the day and everything. And I sit back in this chair. And you have to look at me every day when you got the job because I left. Then you did the job for a year. In your mind, you didn't think you got a fair shake. And then you have to look at me every day and listen to me and be the producer. That's, to me, if I'm saying I'm running to the first DC job that I'd be offered to that would be outside of that organization.
The only tricky part is, like, we'll see what jobs are open. Like, I'm
coaching linebackers in the secondary. I'll be a positional coach.
Do you go to the Bears? Do you there, DC? You stay in New Orleans?
Oh, I go be the Bears, DC?
Would you go to the Texans and be there, DC? Or would you rather stay with the Saints?
We'll go to the Texans. You could throw me any team in the world. You could throw me the South Harmon Institute of Technology team that doesn't even exist. I'd go rather.
You
want to
be a developmental coach in Germany and go teach U.S. football in a newfound league?
Okay, that could be crossing the line a little bit.
So you go to South Harmon Institute of Technology and be their linebackers coach, their outside assistant linebackers coach, before you go to Germany.
Come be a bleephead.
Fair. But New Orleans would be interesting.
Anyway, the destinations that I threw out there, go a little likely or unlikely for me. 49ers. If you're Tom Brady, out of the five destinations that I threw out there, do you think it's likely or unlikely that this offseason he's going to be going to sign with the 49ers?
I would say that's numero uno.
I would agree. And it seems like, right, that Jimmy G, barring he somehow comes back for the divisional round, the conference championship round, and wins the Super Bowl this year, even though it was trending the direction that Jimmy G was going to come back, after this injury, it's now probably that Jimmy G's out. Trey Lance will still be there. Now, Trey coming off an injury, you bring in Brady, you tell Trey, okay, you got to go sit on the bench for a little bit. And it's not as if they're bringing in some black quarterback. They're bringing in the GOAT. Not that I'm saying that Trey needs to understand that, but I think it makes it a little bit easier to understand.
Especially when it's, and most of two, I mean, well, I might say two more years with Trey Lance. Like, the guy's sad enough already. But
you're probably thinking if Brady goes to the 49ers and they win a Super Bowl that first year, he's out. I think he would retire.
You think he would actually retire on top, even though he had a chance 2 years ago and said, I'm coming back?
Yeah. And got to remember now, TB12 is now a single man. Got to find the next missus.
Well, do you? He's in love with football right now.
Yeah, but we're talking now a full year from now. We're talking well over a year.
Do you think?
I think he wants one more ring. I think he wants to go out, and this has nothing to do with what I just said about his love life. I think he wants to go out on top.
Okay.
There is no doubt about that in my mind. And did you see some of the rumors I want to be careful here.
Oh. Ooh.
There's been speculation, and when I mean speculation, it's just people tweeting things on Twitter.
With blue check marks that they paid for?
Could be.
That are verified but not really verified?
Could or could not be.
Or like, what is the new check mark? It's like could or could not be reliable?
Yeah, notable.
Notable. Yes. That's it. So people that are tweeting this, they may or may not be notable.
There is a very good-looking model.
Okay.
Who was seen at a Tampa Bay Buccaneers game during the 16-3 comeback against the Saints, sitting at about the 50-yard line, and was wearing what looked like to be an authentic, some are even speculating, game-worn Tom Brady jersey.
Wow. Game-worn. Sweat and everything.
Veronica Rajek, I believe, is her name. She is a model. Do you follow her?
I do not. I've never heard of her until right now.
Really? Let's see who follows
Veronica
her.
Veronica Rajek.
Greg Giannotti follows her. I follow her.
Okay. Have you heard of her before this rumor?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Brian Baldinger. Baldy, he follows everyone.
That's good for Baldy.
And Fitzy, our good pal Fitzy.
Does Baldy do model breakdowns too? Or just
I would sign up for that, breakdowns. I'll tell you that. But she posted a photo, and it said, I saw the legend, and if somebody asked me again if I love Brady, yes, I love him. And show me somebody who doesn't even, his haters love him because they know he is the GOAT. Tag Tom Brady, thank you for an amazing show. Hashtag GOAT forever. Now, that doesn't come off to me as someone that's dating Brady. I think that comes off to me as someone that wants to date Tom Brady.
That's more of a fangirl than like, actually, I got the hookup.
Now, Tom, if you're not plugged into social media, you should be plugged into social media because she is gorgeous. Absolutely stunning. If you don't want to date her, Tom, I'll date her. My DMs are open.
You'll bite the bullet. Yeah. I'll take one for the team, Tom.
1,000%. So 49ers destination numero uno. Just a quick transition there.
Holy cow. We just veered off the road. All right.
I got to reel
Holy
it back in here.
Smokes.
I got to reel it back in here. You know, Angelo Cataldi, who's one of my mentors in this business, he told me, like, hosting a radio show is like making a pot of pasta, some sauce. He goes, you got to stir it around. He goes, the main ingredient's got to keep on rising to the top. So we got a little sidetrack. We got caught in some of the ingredients in the pasta.
Put some spices
pasta
in
sauce.
There.
Yeah, we got down in the weeds of the sauces of some of the the spiciness of some of the sauce. Now we're trying to get right back to the top of the sauce. So the five teams I threw on out there, 49ers, you said destination in Maruno. What about the Titans? Likely or unlikely?
I would say unlikely.
Yeah, it's because you're a hater.
No, I don't think right now for a 2 year window they're built to go all in 2 years.
They have a really good defense. They have a stud in Derrick Henry. They have a great coach in Mike Vrabel. And once again, you could go have people that would be running to go sign in Tennessee if Tom Brady's there.
Oh, it would be a destination for sure. But, I mean, offensive line is spotty. I would not say a great defense by any stretch of the imagination. Easy division.
That's a good defense.
Easy division for sure. Tough conference.
But do you think Brady's afraid of the conference? See, Brady's not like you. Remember, Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. I don't think he gives a rat's ass what conference he's playing in. He's beat all these quarterbacks.
I'm just saying, if you want one more ring, go on and go on top. it's a hell of a lot easier to get there in the NFC than it is the AFC.
Raiders, likely or unlikely? I'll throw you an AFC there to you, Mr.
I could absolutely see it. I will say likely.
Oh, okay.
I would say the Raiders are definitely more likely than the Titans if you had a power ranking in the AFC.
I think it's pretty close. I would personally rather go to the Titans than the Raiders. That's just me. Because you talk about trying to plot your way to the next ring. Isn't it tougher in the AFC West going directly against Patrick Mahomes?
Not easy, without a doubt. But there's already there and more in Las Vegas. Less work you got to make up. Devontae Adams, Josh Jacobs, Hunter Renfro.
If Josh Jacobs is back.
Waller. You have Max Crosby. You got some pieces there already on the
Titans are a lot more stable, though. Seahawks. That's the one. I really like the Seahawks. Lockett, Metcalf. You got Kenneth Walker, youngster. I think Seattle's a good destination. Likely or unlikely?
I would say unlikely.
And then finally, the other team I threw out there, the Patriots. Likely or unlikely?
Unlikely.
Explanation?
Why would he go back?
No, I'm just asking. What's your explanation? I just don't think there's a lot there. I'm not saying you're wrong.
I don't think there's a lot there for him to go back to.
I think he would want to go back for one reason. I think he kind of misses Belichick a little bit. You see, he wasn't happy with B.A. because B.A. was too relaxed. Todd Bowles just is not a head coach in this league. And I think it made him appreciate Belichick just a little bit more. And the Patriots have $100 million in cap space to spend. Now, I'm with you. I don't think that's likely. But I don't think it's that far out of the realm of possibilities of at least having a seat at the table this year. At least getting a percentage of the pie chart.
Small percentage. Smallest of the five, for sure. I mean, if you want Belichick, couldn't you just go to Vrabel? If you want that, you know, mystique? You want Josh McDaniels?
I wouldn't say Vrabel and Belichick are really comparable.
You miss Belichick.
They're totally different people.
I could see Vrabel holding Brady accountable if that's what he's looking for. Him and Josh McDaniels obviously have a great relationship.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan, I think, would hold him accountable.
As much as he likes Josh McDaniels, I think Brady knows that Josh isn't a good head coach.
Wow.
Am I wrong? Look, you're talking to the king
of the Josh McDaniels hate club.
Ready? You have a friend. Your friend, let's say, dates like three girls, and they're the most obnoxious three girls you've ever met. Don't you then kind of start to question your buddy, even though he's your best friend, that he doesn't know how to pick the right woman or something like that? I'm just like throwing an easy example out there to you. I'm sure you have a friend of some sort that you go, oh, that maybe it's not in dating, but they always make the wrong decisions.
And that's Josh McDaniels, is what you're saying, making the wrong
decisions? I'm saying that would be Brady, that would be able to identify that his friend's not a good decision maker when you let him go fly on his own. That's what I'm saying. I think Brady's got to know that.
I would think so. It's been out there now twice. It's hard to miss.
Yeah. You know what I would like to see, actually? If I have one wish this offseason, you want to hear my wish, Hickey? I think this is going to surprise you. My one wish this offseason has to do with the Indianapolis Colts. You know what?
What a surprise.
Give me Brady and McDaniels in Indianapolis next year. I just want to see how you would process that. Even though that would make me sick. But I would love to just see how you would process that, having to root for McDaniels, who obviously that would never happen because he left the Colts at the altar. And Brady is a smart man, so you never go to the Indianapolis Colts. But that would kind of be fun if both those guys went there, to see how you would react to that.
You know what would be fun? Here's my wish. I wish Brady does go back to New England. And I wish Bill Belichick keeps Matt Patricia as offense coordinator, and you get to see those two yell at each other.
No.
You see Matt Patricia on the headset, and you see Tom Brady doing the Mac Jones, waving him off, screaming, "Quick game sucks."
I can't stand Matt Patricia, but that's the only way I would be okay if Matt Patricia's the offensive coordinator next year, is if Tom Brady's the quarterback. Because Patricia wouldn't stunt Tom Brady. Brady would just tell Patricia, go sit on the bench, use that pencil, write some things down. He will stunt the growth of Mac Jones because, fair or not, Mac does not have the clout, obviously, that Brady has or what a franchise quarterback has yet because of how young he is in this league.
You know, Matt Patricia would say to Tom Brady if he tells him to go sit down?
I think Matt Patricia would say, yes, sir, I'm sitting down.
Fix your posture. How dare you show up to this place of work wearing that. Have some respect.
When we come on back, we'll teach you the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio. It's the News Brief. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show. Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
All right, it's Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio, News Brief time. Geno Smith is going up against the San Francisco 49ers tonight, an NFC West showdown, Seahawks and 49ers. And Geno Smith says the 49ers defense is going to be a challenge.
They make it hard on you. You know, they don't do too many crazy things. They just like to play hard and make it a physical style game. And, you know, that's going to be fun for us. You know, we get an opportunity the second time around to see what we can do.
Well, Geno Smith has been written off before. He elected not to write back. Maybe a lot of people were doubting Brock Purdy as well since he was Mr. Irrelevant. I guess he didn't write back either. And so far, it's working for the rookie. Here's Geno Smith on what Brock Purdy has brought to the 49ers.
He's given them a new added spark. And for us, man, our defense and our fans and the entire crowd, we got to make it hard on them. You know, we got to make it as tough as possible. And I know we'll be ready for that, you know, come Thursday night.
Hickey, let me ask you this. We're going to put you on the spot here. Maybe we get a hot take Hickey moment. Brock Purdy wins the Super Bowl this year as the starting quarterback for the 49ers. Who is starting game one next year for San Francisco?
Wow.
Tell you who it won't be.
Here's a hot take.
Won't be Jimmy G.
It will not be Jimmy G. If he wins a Super Bowl, I will still say Trey Lance.
Here's what I think would be Brock Purdy. No reason to rush Trey Lance back then.
You're not wrong.
Say it again. Sorry, my headphones fell out.
Wait, was a foot, right? Second game of the year. Yeah, I guess you could milk it if you really wanted to. Man, he wins a Super Bowl. If he wins a Super Bowl, is Trey Lance even on the team next year?
Yeah, he'll still be on.
You don't ride with just Brock Purdy and say he's our Tom Brady 2.0?
They gave up 3 first-round
draft picks. I'm just asking. I'm not saying I disagree with my own point. I'm more thrown out there. You got the biggest accomplishment possible.
I said what I said. Brock Purdy will be starting next year. I just gave the caveat that you'll milk it a little bit with the injury with Trey Lance. Let's go to Pete Carroll. He says the Seahawks need to turn it into high gear starting tonight.
Well, we got to make a turn here, and we have to. The things that we've been focusing on, we've got to see the results that we need to get done here. And so our players know it, and our coaches know it. We got to keep staying with it. And we know we made some progress last week. It didn't show up like we wanted to. Maybe it's a bigger deal. It's going to take a little bit longer than 1 week to flip something we wanted to flip. So we'll see what happens.
What progress did they make last week against Carolina? They lost the game. Not that you should be jumping for joy for beating the Rams, but you won the game the week prior. And I get it. Let's not get delirious here. I'll acknowledge that Carolina has been solid. They've been 4-4 under Steve Wilks. But let's not make it out to be as if the Carolina Panthers are this big, bad, tough football team and this great football team. You can't say that you took a step in the right direction last week. What is he talking about?
Maybe like he liked that the fact they scored their final position, right, if I'm not mistaken, then didn't get the onside kick. So maybe he liked that aspect that they fought. I'm reaching. I am reaching as hard
like
as I possibly
Mike Mayock
can.
Mike Mayock at the draft table.
I have nothing for you otherwise. I have no idea what he's talking about.
That's horrible.
He's an optimist, I guess. That's it.
How many games they win? Final four. Tonight, San Francisco.
Loss.
At Kansas City.
Loss.
Jets.
Home or away.
That is in Seattle.
Say win.
Rams.
Win.
Okay.
2-2.
That gets you to 9. That tiebreaker. The tie with the Commanders Giants could come back to hurt someone.
And if the Lions go 4-0, also hurts them too.
That's true as well. I'm going to say this. I don't know why. I think this game's a lot closer tonight than what people think.
Geno's back a little bit?
No. I'll just plus the 3.5 points.
Okay. We're saying back in terms of playing. If they're close, that means he's probably playing well against this good defense, or the 49ers offense is just completely anemic.
Kenneth Walker's playing, right?
Yes. Off the injury report. Okay.
That's why.
So 49ers, Seahawks, Seahawks. Oh.
Close. Jeez. What?
This has blood written all over. You see what the Seahawks are wearing? Oh, my God. It's the ugliest combo possible. The neon green jerseys, which are tremendous.
You're
tremendous.
Such a loser.
Blue pants. Awful.
You are such a
loser.
If
you go neon, you got to go all neon or else it ruins the entire look.
Wait, can you do me a favor? What color pants are you wearing today?
Like a lighter blue.
Okay. I thought you were wearing those maroon pants with that.
No maroon.
Yeah. What color shirt is that? I can't really see.
This is navy. So I'm wearing a dark navy on top, light navy on the bottom. Color coordinated.
Yeah,
that
it's not
neon
bad.
Green top, which I love the neon greens, blue bottom, no.
Who cares?
You can't play good if you don't look good. I'm a firm believer of that.
Do you think the Colts uniforms look good?
I do. I like the whites.
Yeah, they don't play good.
The whites are clean. Well, if you're going to lose, at least you look good, look good losing.
Stop.
Like the Patriots and their red Pat Patriot jerseys.
No.
Fresh.
No.
If you're going to lose, at least look good losing.
No. That, to me, doesn't matter. Brock Purdy says the team isn't focused on winning the division tonight.
It just comes with winning, you know. If we win the game and just do our job and just look at it like it's another game and do our thing, then we'll be just fine. But you know, Kyle has made sort of, you know, some points, like, you know, where we're at in terms of the standings and whatnot, but it's not something that we talk about all the time. Something that he hits on it, and then other than that, we just play our game and play football, and we want to win every single game.
And let's go to Aaron Rodgers. He says the season isn't over. This courtesy of the Pat McAfee Show.
We had a lot to play for, but we also need some help. We can't control that part, but we got three out of four at home, and we obviously always expect to win our home games and definitely expect to win once the weather turns. So, you know, get this one, and then got a warm weather game in Miami, and then things could start to get interesting.
Yeah, you got no shot of making the playoffs this year. Tom Brady has asked if a report by Mike Silver that he changes the game plan by himself every Saturday without telling the coaches is true.
No, I have no idea. So, I mean, anybody could write anything and say whatever they want. So, no. Yeah.
Yeah. I
want
to make sure that didn't sound right. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to respond to every. Next question.
Is that him just being annoyed with the question, or is he annoyed with it because it's true?
The latter. Annoyed with it because it's true, without a doubt.
You think so?
Yes.
You think he's just changing, going rogue, changing the game plan, and doesn't even tell anyone what they're doing?
Isn't that why he wanted Bruce Arians to part out and Todd Bowles as head coach? If you believe those reports that Bruce Arians is forced out?
Yes and no. I would think it would be more so that he didn't like Bruce being too lackadaisical, basically telling Tom, you can take a day off here and there. The irony in that is that Tom took 11 days off or 12 days off in the
offseason. 2 weeks off.
He's trying to save his marriage, though. So. When you're trying to save your marriage, you do things that are uncharacteristic. You got to go to the place that usually don't
Fair.
Running the pass.
If you want, I guess, a more intense coach, I don't know if Todd Bowles is maybe the guy you want.
That's 100%.
To fire the crowd up,
well,
and fire the crew up.
That's your best argument, because Brady doesn't have a respect for Todd Bowles because Todd Bowles has done nothing as an NFL head coach. And it's perceived as, with Bruce Arians out there, because Bruce is an offensive mind, that Brady, with Byron Leftwich, run the offense. More so, Brady tells Leftwich what he wants to do. And therefore, Todd just focuses on the defense. Let's go to Von Miller. He gives his reaction to Micah Parsons calling out Jalen Hurts. It's on the Pat McAfee Show.
I don't like, yes, you know, the hot takes. I never try to steer like my guests in that direction. I feel like if you know, our segment goes viral, it should just go viral just because it's me and you talking. So I do a really good job of like talking to the guys before, you know, we get on camera, and I tell them exactly what we're talking about on these cars, exactly what I'm talking to you about, you know, before the show. I did that with Micah, you know, and I like for people to do that with me whenever I go on that show, because I don't like to be blindsided. So I did that with Micah twice.
We
get on the show, we start talking, and, you know, we're staying right on cue with all the talking points that we had. And then all of a sudden, Micah asked me a question, and Micah was like, so is it Jalen Hurts or the team? And I'm like, whoa. I'm like, man.
You just put me in a hot take spot on my show. This is supposed to be a non-hot take spot. You just put me in a position here all of a sudden.
Yeah, he just put it on me, and I was like, you know, I was kind of taken back, and I was trying to think about, you know, the next, you know, to try to, like, you know, to try to, you know, keep it down. I tried to come up, and he just kept going with it. I was like, man, he's going to speak his truth, and he's a great player. Like, he's not worried about bulletin board material, getting these guys going or not. He's going to go out there and play his game.
It's a great explanation by Von Miller, because if that was a traditional talk show host doing it, it'd be like, a lot of people were saying, oh, you're just trying to get him to say something for clicks. But since that's Von Miller, and he knows what it's like to be on the opposite side of that, he preps his guests, which I don't like to do. But he preps his guests with all the questions that's going to be asked. Because if you do that, I don't think you really get honest answers. But he's a player, so it's different. And then it was Micah who kind of deviated off the script. And that's the thing. Micah walked into his own controversy here. He didn't need to. He was like, I'll take Von Miller at his word. We've only heard excerpts of the clip. I have not listened to the whole thing, to be fair. Wasn't like Von Miller just said, oh, is it Jalen Hurts or is it the Philadelphia Eagles? Who's more the reason for the success? Who's the star that the straw that stirs the drink? So it's kind of ironic, I guess, that it was the player that walked into it, and the talk show host, in this case, is also a player, and Von Miller wasn't the one, Ryan, that was trying to lead him down that road.
Micah, like, I'd like to steal a phrase from Von Miller, speaking his truth. And it sounded honestly like it bothered him that all the praise Jalen Hurts is getting, and he knew what he was doing by bringing up the question. He said he watched a lot of film, and I think he feels like Jalen Hurts is unfairly getting praised when he doesn't deserve it.
But I don't think that's a fair statement to make.
I don't know if I'm Micah Parsons. I'm saying that either way before the game.
Regardless, though, you watch Jalen Hurts play this year. That guy's balling.
He was playing great.
Now, he has a talented team around him, but find me a quarter. How many times do we do this the other way? Oh, this quarterback's not playing well. Oh, he doesn't have the talent around him. You need to have big take
about
here.
Yesterday. Dumb argument.
You need to have a good team around you if you want to play well.
Hot take alert.
Big take right there. I'm going to send you back over your oven mitts like you're Adam Schein or something, and I'll keep all the hot takes for you, all right? And I'll get you an apron, little chef's hat, all that. You have the mitts, and you'll have all the hot takes. That is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball?
A fear you can't shake?
I'm going to leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's going to go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Oh, thank you very much. This season, for the first time, you can hear every Westwood One NFL broadcast stream live for free. Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights, holiday triple headers, and every postseason game. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app at westwoodonesports.com via Westwood One station streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. It's all sponsored by AutoZone. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the likely cause of your pesky check engine light for free and get you back on the road. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Okay, some matchups this weekend. One that actually starts tonight when we talk about decisions to be made for quarterbacks for next year. Geno Smith taking on the 49ers tonight. How much does Geno's performance impact if he's the guy next year? I don't really think it has anything to do with tonight in a positive or negative way if Geno's on the roster next year. I think the Seahawks want him back. I think the Seahawks have made that known. You heard Jordan Schultz, who's pretty plugged in with the Seahawks. He was on the Pat McAfee show talking about a 4-5 year deal upwards to $130 million. Now, let me be clear. If you're giving Geno Smith, and he's had a great year this year for his standards, and better than what anyone could have expected, if you're giving Geno Smith a 4 or 5 year deal at the age of 32 off just this year, I'm not operating that way. I got to see him do this again before you start to commit 4 or 5 years and you think this is going to be an habitual thing each and every season. I think you got two choices. You franchise tag him, or you find a way to get a team-friendly deal where he gets a lot of guaranteed money on a shorter deal that won't set you back that far if he does end up going back to the Geno Smith of old that's on like a 2 or 3 year deal. Now, he could walk. But even if Geno plays horribly tonight, Ryan, I don't think that next year the Seahawks are going to say, yeah, we don't want Geno Smith back. Maybe it determines the price tag a little bit, but I do think they're going to have the intention this offseason, regardless of what happens the next four games, of having Geno Smith as their starting quarterback next year.
I think that's where the impact is. If he plays really well tonight against this great San Francisco defense on national TV, I think he raises his price and maybe
other teams come lurking.
Could play his way or price his way out of Seattle. So I don't think there's a negative. Like, if he plays bad, I don't think they're going to say, we don't want you. But I think if he plays well, it could drive up his price and up the market.
Now, this one could determine both. Jared Goff taking on the Jets. And then you have Mike White expected to be taking on the Detroit Lions. I would say for Jared Goff, he's back next year. Now, they could draft a quarterback, but I still think they're going into that season with him still under contract as the intended starter, and I think he's played well enough this year to be the starter for next year. For Mike White, if you lose this game and you don't play well against an opponent that is kind of in the similar realm of you, where they have a really good offense, but their defense isn't that good, and on the flip side, the Jets have a really good defense, but the Jets' offense isn't that good. I would say that the Jets on paper are better than the Lions, but it's not like, oh, the Jets, it's embarrassing if they lose this game. But if Mike White's the reason that they lose this game, I just wonder what that conversation's going to be like. Because we haven't seen a spot yet in this three-game run, even when they lost the two games against the Bills and against the Vikings, where Mike White was the main reason, where his play was poor enough, where it was like, okay, that's why they lost the game. And I just wonder what the responses would be. And I think Mike White has a lot to gain, because if he wins this weekend and you get to 8 wins and you take a step closer to get into the playoffs, you start playing yourself into the role, continue to play yourself into the role like you have the last 3 weeks, where they could look elsewhere in free agency or through the trade market. But if the decision's between Mike White or Zach Wilson for next year, you have a shot here down the stretch to play yourself into the starting quarterback, which you are right now, but for next year.
It's crazy to say, but like the Jets could be an attractive, I think they will be an attractive destination this offseason for quarterbacks. So it's like, I think this, if Mike White struggles, you lose the game and maybe you miss the playoffs.
But who comes calling?
Not that you'd move off. I think it's,
for example, Rodgers getting traded, I think is unlikely. Brady, I don't think he's going and signing with the New York Jets. So after that, do you want Jimmy G? Do you want Derek Carr? Better than what you have now. And Jimmy G would cost you nothing. Derek Carr, you'd have to give up something to get. And we've seen Derek Carr with resources before. And yeah, there's never that thought, even though it's better than what you have right now, that Derek Carr is that guy. I could see Garoppolo winding up there. Remember, 49ers coaching staff, too.
That's right.
With Salah and LaFleur, those guys. Now with the JATS, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Who know Jimmy very well.
Baker Mayfield, starting against the Green Bay Packers in an isolated window on Monday Night Football. I think there's a lot to gain for Baker in these final few games. And it wasn't even a start because he came off the bench. But in game one with the Rams, he played well down the stretch on a limited playbook. In less than 48 hours, he was actually good before even the final 4 minutes of the game, even though they only had 3 points. If Stafford retires, yeah, Baker could be the starter with the Rams next year. If Stafford doesn't retire, these games are really important for Baker, because if you could end the season on a positive note and you are a former number one overall pick, maybe it makes a team say, I'll take a flyer if I have a QB competition on Baker Mayfield and let Baker come on in, because you could chalk up Carolina as, okay, coach got fired early. Okay, it wasn't the most stable situation. He came in late to the game, even though he didn't play well and he looked really bad. But I think you could find the excuses if you want to find the excuses for Baker Mayfield in Carolina.
I think if you're Sean McVay, you can find reasons to like Baker and say, you know what? They didn't handle him well in Cleveland. They didn't handle him well in Carolina. I can get the most out of this guy and show why he was a former number one overall pick.
Yeah, but if Stafford wants to come back, Stafford's the guy next year.
Yes.
So it would then be for somewhere else potentially too. And then finally, here's another double whammy. Taylor Ham Heineke and Daniel Jones. These are audition games. There's no doubt about it. They've been audition games for weeks for both these guys. And I think the thought on Taylor Ham Heineke is he's obviously not built the best. He's not your prototypical quarterback. Like, if you're drawing Taylor Ham, if you're drawing an ideal quarterback up in the lab, it's not Taylor Ham Heineke. But he's winning games. And you have to evaluate this offseason if you're Ron Rivera. Okay, we have a good team. We picked the wrong guy last year in Carson Wentz. Taylor Ham Heineke ended up being pretty good. Can we do better? I think you can do better, but don't settle on someone just because the options may not have been there the way that you wanted it to, like you settled on Carson Wentz last year. If it is a guy that is a clear-cut stud, you go get him. If not, I think Taylor Ham Heineke should be your starting quarterback next year. And you could also maybe move up in the draft too. And for Daniel Jones, I don't think it will be by design if he's the Giants starting quarterback next year. I think they're going to look elsewhere. Even when he was playing well, Joe Shane said we're always evaluating, did not commit. It would not surprise me if he's back next year on a short deal. But I do think the Giants are going to sniff around before saying, okay, we're going to bring it back, Daniel Jones, if they do that.
Yeah, I think this is, Daniel Jones just for me just doesn't do it. And if you lose this game, I think that kind of puts the nail in the coffin. But I'm with you. I think the winner, I won't say cements their status, but gives themselves a great chance coming back next year in 2023.
And I don't think Daniel Jones is this awful quarterback like a lot of people do, but he's not great. I think he just at best could be a guy. Like, he's athletic. He can make plays with his legs. He has not had good situations in New York. Not a lot of good wide receivers, not a lot of good offensive line. So it's also tough to judge. But when I watch him play, there's never those moments, even in adverse situations, enough of them where I go, wow, that's the stud. That's the star quarterback of the Giants.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you take CBD and want to learn how to get the best results, listen up. NextEvo Naturals has developed new CBD technology that your body absorbs 4 times better than regular CBD oils. Most CBD oils only achieve between 2 and 10% absorption, so at least 90% of what you think you're getting is wasted. NextEvo is different. Their products are scientifically formulated to deliver more CBD in a way your body can use. It is the only brand clinically proven to deliver 30 times faster absorption in the first 30 minutes. CBD can't work unless it gets absorbed. Now it can with NextEvo Naturals. Available in easy-to-use capsules, gummies, and a unique dissolvable powder. Get smarter CBD from NextEvo Naturals. Go to nextevo.com and get a trial size of premium pure CBD gummies for free by adding them to any order of $40 or more and using code GUMMY15. That's NextEvo.com, promo code GUMMY15.